Friends, we have seen the export finance at pre-shipment stage in Indian rupees in earlier chapter, that is chapter number 15. Okay, now having understood in very well manner the pre-shipment credit in Indian rupees, now we will understand the pre-shipment credit when it is granted in foreign currency, that is not in Indian rupees. For better understanding of this, I have structured this chapter considering what is the scheme of pre-shipment credit in foreign currency. If it is foreign currency, what is the source of foreign currency funds? Then when it is granted, what could be the approximate spread that is maintained by the bank? What is the period of credit? Okay. Now, how exporters will be protected in when they are granted foreign currency and exchange fluctuation? How they will be protected from the exchange fluctuation? Okay. And thereafter, liquidation of the pre-shipment credit which is outstanding in foreign currency, and finally the cancellation or non-execution of the export order, which also consists of running account facility, forward contract which is required to be booked for to convert into Indian rupees, then sharing of export packing credit to under PCFC, then PCFC means packing credit in foreign currency. Okay, then supplies from one export oriented unit, EPZ or SCZ unit, to another one. Then what is deemed export and whether refinance is available or not, and connected other aspects of this pre-shipment credit in foreign currency. With a few to make the cheaper funds available to the exporters for the purpose of the credit at the pre-shipment and post-shipment stage to the exporter. Okay, Government of India has extended this pre-shipment, launched a pre-shipment credit scheme so as to make available the foreign currency funds also to finance them at the cheaper rate. That is called pre-shipment credit in foreign currency. For the purpose of and to the exporters of the domestic and imported inputs which are purchased by the exporter for the purpose of export of the goods at alternative reference rate, that is ARR, in place of LIBOR for the interest payable and in respect of the export and import transaction. What is the scheme of pre-shipment credit in foreign currency? This scheme is an additional window for providing the pre-shipment credit to Indian exporters at internationally competitive interest rates, because it will be applicable to all the cash exports. And the instruction with regard to the rupee export credit apply to the export credit in foreign currency also similar to that of export credit at pre-shipment stage in Indian rupee. For that purpose, the exporter will have the following option, some options to avail of the export finance. Number one, to avail the pre-shipment credit in rupee and then the post-shipment credit either in rupee or discounting or rediscounting of export bill refinance scheme, right? Then to avail the pre-shipment credit in foreign currency and discount or rediscount of the export bill in foreign currency under export bill rediscounting scheme. To avail the pre-shipment credit in rupee and then convert into drawal into PCFC, that is pre-shipment credit in foreign currency at the discretion of the individual banks. What could be the source of the funds? From where the foreign currency will come so as to grant this to the exporter? The foreign currency balances which are available with the banks in their exchange earners foreign currency account, resident foreign currency account domestic, and foreign currency non-resident account, that is FCNRB, that could be utilized for the purpose of financing the pre-shipment credit in foreign currency. Foreign currency balances which are available under the escrow accounts and also the exporter's foreign currency borrowing will be taken into consideration as a source of funds for the banks. Now, what is the spread made available? Reserve Bank of India advised the bank to use any alternative reference rate in place of LIBOR, due to impending cessation of the LIBOR for the interest which is payable in respect of export or import transactions, because LIBOR is changing or changed. Therefore, this impending cessation of the pending LIBOR as a benchmark rate, it has been decided by the RBI to permit the AD banks to use any other widely acceptable alternative reference rate, that is ARR, always I am talking about this, in the currency which is concerned for the transaction. All other instruction in this regard shall remain unchanged. Okay, so the necessary to enable the amendment to the FEMA 23R has since been notified in the FEMA 23R. This, in view of this, the spread for the pre-shipment credit in foreign currency will be related to the alternative reference rate for which is quoted for the 6 months, that is the interest rate. And number two, banks are free to determine the interest rate on export credit in foreign currency considering change in LIBOR to appropriate reference rate. These appropriate reference rates are available for the standard period of 1 month, 2 month, 3 month, 6 month, and 12 month. Banks may quote their rates on the basis of standard period of if the PCFC is required for the period which is less than 6 months. However, while quoting this kind of rate for the non-standard period, bank should ensure that the rate quoted is next upper standard period rate. Upper standard. So 5 months if rate is quoted, there is no availability of the 5 months rate, but there is a rate available for 6 months. So that 6 months rate will be taken into consideration. So banks may collect the interest on the PCFC at monthly interval against the sale of foreign currency or out of the balances which are held in their EFC account or out of the discounted value of the export bill if the PCFC is liquidated. Now the period of credit, like earlier period, which is considered as a 360 days, PCFC will also be available for the period of 360 days only. Any extension of the credit will be subject to the same terms and conditions as applicable for extension of rupee packing credit. Just try to recollect that. Further extension will be subject to the terms and conditions fixed by the bank concerned. And if no export takes place within 360 days, the PCFC will be adjusted at TT selling rate for the currency concerned. In such a cases, the banks can arrange to remit the foreign exchange to repay the loan or line of credit, if any, it is raised from abroad and interest without prior permission of Reserve Bank of India. For extension of the PCFC, within 180 days, banks are free to determine the interest rate on export credit in foreign currency with effect from May 5, 2012. Export credit in foreign currency to protect the exporters from rupee fluctuation. Okay. You know, the banks are generally granting the export credit in Indian rupees, as well as they can also permit, depending upon the need, into the foreign currency also, which is called as a PCFC. And the post-shipment credit in foreign currency, that is called PSCFC. Post-shipment credit in foreign currency is called as a PSCFC, as per their own internal lending policies with the overall regulatory framework, which is prescribed by the Reserve Bank of India. And whenever there is a depreciation of Indian rupee, the unavailed foreign currency component of export credit also should be getting reduced, and this is monitored mark to market. The foreign currency component of the export credit which is already availed gets evaluated at the higher value in terms of Indian rupees, resulting into the exporter being asked to reduce their exposure by part payment, or where the export credit limit is not fully disbursed, the available limit of the borrower will be reduced and depriving the exporters to use the funds. PCFC can be liquidated out of the proceeds of the export documents on submission of the discounting, rediscounting under export bill rediscounting scheme, or by grant of the foreign currency loan. Okay. Subject to mutual agreement between the exporter and the banker, it can also be repaid or prepaid out of the balances which are held in EFC account, as also from rupee resources to the rupee resources of the exporter to the extent of export that have actually been taken place. Now, another one is a packing credit in excess of FOB value, free on board, that is the INCO term which is used. Beyond this valuation, PCFC would be available only for the exportable portion of the produce or goods. And in respect of substitution of the order of the commodity, bank should also satisfy about the valid reason as to why the PCFC extended for the shipment of the particular commodity cannot be liquidated. Okay. As far as possible, the substitution of the contract should be allowed if exporter maintains the account with the same bank or it has the approval of the member of consortium in case they are functioning under consortium arrangement. Now, coming down to understand the cancellation and non-execution of export order. In case of cancellation of the export order, what will happen? If the exporter is unable to execute the export order, it will be in order for the exporter to repay the entire loan together with the accrued interest thereon by purchasing the foreign exchange at TT selling rate plus interest from the domestic market through the bank. That is number one option for cancellation and clearing of the outstanding liability. In such cases, interest will be payable on rupee equivalent of the principal amount at the rate which is applicable for ICNOS. ICNOS means export credit not otherwise submitted. export credit not otherwise submitted at pre-shipment stage, plus the penal interest of the interest from the date of advance after adjustment of the interest of PCFC, which is already recovered. Banks may extend the PCFC to such exporters subsequently after ensuring that the earlier cancellation of the PCFC was due to genuine reason. Okay. Now, considering the aspects of running account facility for all the commodities, goods, banks are permitted to grant this facility to the exporter of commodities on the line of facility which is available under rupee credit, and subject to condition that, number one, facility may be extended and provided wherever there is a need of running account facility and it has been established by the exporter to the satisfaction of the bank. Bank may extend this facility only to those exporters whose track records has been good. And in all other cases where pre-shipment credit running account facility has been extended, the LC or firm order should be produced within a reasonable time period, that is 30 days, within 30 days from the date of granting or disbursement of the packing credit in foreign currency. This PCFC will also be marked off on the first in, first out, that is FIFO basis. This FIFO basis already I have explained in earlier chapter. Okay. This PCFC can also be marked off with the proceeds of the export document against which no PCFC has been drawn by the exporter. Means order is for one type of commodity and the document which are realized for another commodity. So that realization also can be permitted to use for closure of the outstanding liability under running account facility. Okay. Now, to cover the exchange losses, forward contract facility is also provided to the PCFC holders or PCFC, those exporters who have availed the PCFC. This PCFC can be extended in any of the all convertible currencies in respect of the export order invoiced in other convertible currency. Okay, that can be converted to disbursement can be another currency, whereas order in one currency. Banks are also permitted to allow the exporter to book a forward contract on the basis of confirmed export order prior to availing the PCFC and cancel the contract at the prevailing market rate on availing the PCFC. While allowing the forward contract under the scheme, banks may ensure the compliance of basic foreign exchange management requirement that the customer is exposed to an exchange risk in underlying transaction at different stages of export finance. Now, let us understand the sharing of export packing credit under PCFC, EPC contract. The rupee export packing credit is allowed to be shared between the export order holder and the manufacturer of the goods to be exported. Right. Therefore, bank can extend the PCFC to the manufacturer on the basis of their disclaimer from the export order holder. Okay. And PCFC can also be granted to the manufacturer. It can be repaid by transfer of the foreign currency from the export order holder by availing the PCFC or by discounting the bills. While doing so, the bank has to ensure that no double financing is involved in transaction and the total period of packing credit is limited to the actual cycle of production in respect of export of the goods. So, working cycle, actual cycle of the production has to be maintained or monitored. The sharing of export benefit will be left to the mutual agreement between the export order holder and the manufacturer. Okay. Now, supplies from export oriented unit, export processing zone, then special economic zones, unit to another similar kind of entities or units. PCFC may be made available to both the suppliers, EOU, EPZ, SEZ unit, and the receivers of EOU, EPZ, and SEZ units. All they are permitted. This PCFC for the suppliers of EOU, EPZ, and SEZ units will be for supply of raw material or component of the goods which will be further processed and finally exported by the receiver, which is in different EOU, EPZ or SEZ units. This PCFC extended to the supplier of the EOU or SEZ or EPZ units will have to be qualified or will have to be liquidated, sorry, not qualified, will have to be liquidated by receipt of the foreign exchange from another EOU or EPZ or SEZ unit, for which purpose the receiver of export oriented unit, export processing zone or special economic zone unit may avail the PCFC. The stipulation regarding the liquidation of this PCFC by the payment in foreign exchange will be met in such a case which is not negotiation of the export document but by transfer of foreign exchange from one SEZ to another SEZ or one SEZ or one EPZ to another EPZ or one EOU to another EOU. Therefore, bank will have to ensure that there is no double financing for the same transaction in different SEZ, EPZ or EOU. Okay. The PCFC to receiver EOU, EPZ, SEZ unit will be liquidated by discounting of export bills. Now, this is regarding the EOU, SEZ units. Now, let us think about the deemed export. What is deemed export? Deemed export is an export which is done by the local supplier, manufacturer and supplier of the goods within the country but to the project which is undertaken by the overseas entity or funded by the overseas funds like World Bank, Exim Bank, or there is a grant by some overseas entity. If the goods are supplied to those units or entities, realization will be happen in foreign currency only. Such a kind of export where goods are not leaving the country, but realization proceeds are received in foreign currency is called deemed export. PCFC can also be allowed to be granted to the deemed exporters only for the suppliers and to project finance by multilateral and bilateral agencies of the funds. Deemed exporter should be liquidated, deemed exports should be liquidated by the grant of the foreign currency loan at post-supply stage for maximum period of 30 days or up to the date of payment by the project authorities, whichever is earlier, right? So, the PCFC may also be repaid out of the balances which are held in EFC account as also from the rupee resources of the exporters to the extent of the supplies that they have actually been made. Now, coming down to understand the refinance, banks will not be eligible for any refinance from Reserve Bank of India against the export credit under the PCFC scheme, and as such, the quantum of the PCFC should be shown separately from the export credit figures which are reported for the purpose of drawing the export credit refinance. So, PCFC granted is not eligible either pre or post. There is no refinance available from Reserve Bank of India. So, friends, with this, we have completed our discussion on the pre-shipment credit in foreign currency. Thank you very much.